The Daily Dilemma.
The Daily Dilemma on Beat Breakfast.
The Daily Dilemma.
Okay, it's a short week. If you want to get a dilemma into us before the end, you can email talk@beat102103.com. Are you ready for this? Mm-hmm. It's actually been a while since we've had one of these. Hi, Nolan's show. I've been chatting to a guy online for the last couple of weeks. He seemed sound and, dare I say it, normal. We agreed to meet for a drink this weekend and I met him in a local pub. Was delighted to see he was as cute as his pic suggested.
Good.
That is always a good thing. He offered to get the drinks and we stood at the bar. When it came to paying, he took out his wallet and let's say it was 12 euro. He took out a tenner and then unzipped a pocket in the wallet and started rooting for coins for the 2 euro. Massive ick. He was like Mrs. Brown digging for change in his purse.
God.
Surely everyone taps nowadays. I didn't stay for a second drink. I know Sho will say it's hard out there in the dating world and if this is the only thing, and she's right, but it's hard to get past something like this. It was the most unmanly thing I've ever seen. Am I being unreasonable? I mean, the ick is the ick, but I think are being a little bit unreasonable. Like the poor fella, he took coins out of his purse, out of his wallet.
Well, that, you know, there you go. You got it in one. Aww. As soon as you have a little coin part and a zip on it, it changes from being a wallet to becoming a purse. Okay?
No, it doesn't. Wallets have those little sections.
If a fella is bringing change out, it should be in the pocket, not in a little zipped part of the wallet. No, yeah, I get it.
Obviously, most people tap for things now. It is the way we do things. It's the way we live.
Yeah, I don't mind the fact that he has cash. I have no issue with that.
So what? Coins are not acceptable? What is he supposed to do? Put the coins in his pocket? And
yeah.
You're agreeing with her.
I understand where she's coming from, you know?
I think if you're going to find fault with a guy that carries coins in a wallet or a purse or whatever it is, then you're going to be on your own, because I think it's not fair to... she didn't go... What did she say?
She didn't stay for a second drink.
No, come on. Stop. Stop the world.
Amy,
come
what
on.
Do you think?
Oh, I would I have the ick? I probably would have a little bit of the ick.
But they're only coins in a purse.
Would it be better if he took it out of his jeans? Out of the pocket.
I really feel this is an example of picking absolute holes in somebody. This is not a flaw, lads. A flaw is somebody being rude to a bar staff member or being rude to you, or the dilemma that we had at the weekend where someone wanted to revolute somebody, asked for a revolute for 1 euro or something. This is not really please. Do you know what it is? You meet somebody, right?
Yeah.
And I think this is why it's maybe hard to find somebody and to stay with them, because I think we're consumed by so much this is wrong with that person,
obsessing,
and this is wrong, and everything has to be perfect. You are not going to walk into a bar and go on a first date with somebody who is absolutely going to meet all of the criteria that you might have planned out in your head. There are so many things. I know for a fact that wreck Tom's head about me. You get him on the line if you want. Ask him all the
we
things.
Don't have the time.
Ask him all the things that I probably give him the ick over, okay? If you think that this is going to stop you from going, the fact that you didn't even stay for another drink, I'm sorry, I think you're so wrong, and I think you've done him a disservice, but maybe you've done him a service, because maybe there's somebody out there that is actually going to find
love him
and
his purse.
And goodness, what's wrong with having a purse?
All right, give us your thoughts. 085-102-9103.
Is she being unreasonable?
A lot of people think she is, but let's get some thoughts. We're going to start with Satanta. Good morning. How are you?
Morning. Good, thank you.
Now, you live with this situation. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
Okay. So this is your partner?
Fiance.
Yes. Okay. My fiance, he likes to use his coin purse on a daily basis.
Okay.
And it can be quite embarrassing at times, and he takes his time. He has no problem letting people wait for him in the queue. So it is a little bit of an ick, but it's not a deal breaker.
Because you love him and you were able to look past the purse and the getting out the coins. And at the end of the day, in the grand scheme of things, I'm sure you would say, Satanta, it's not a deal breaker.
It's not. He could be doing a lot worse things.
Exactly. And do you adore him in spite of the fact that he carries this?
I adore all his flaws, yes.
You see, this is what I was trying to say to this girl. You're not going to meet somebody that matches everything that you might have in your head. This is one little thing. The fact that she didn't even give him a chance to buy her a second drink is mad, in my opinion.
No. He could be future husband material.
Yeah. And does he carry the coins all the time? Is that the way he...
Oh, yeah, all the time. He always has coins in his coin purse.
In his coin... I love the way you call it a coin purse. What's his name, Santa?
Peter.
Peter. Morning, and when Peter. Is Peter going to be your husband? When are you getting married?
Summer next year.
Amazing.
And he'd probably have it on the day, just in case.
Probably.
He'd be paying the priest on the day from the purse.
With his coins. Yeah. Listen, thank you for chatting to us this morning. Have a great day. Bye. Best luck at the wedding. Okay, some of the thoughts coming in. He's a man not afraid to go with the trend. He's not careless with money. Give me a break. Get that man a real woman.
Mark says, it's better to pull coins out of a wallet or purse. I'd much rather that than pulling coins out of your bra. Anyone do that?
Maybe.
It's sometimes, right, Niall, if you don't want to carry a purse.
I know,
and
I know
cash.
Girls have issues that you don't get pockets like
yeah.
guys get.
Yeah, we
I
don't, not fair.
Like, but when still, sweaty notes.
There's something about, like, if you have a dress or a skirt or something that has a pocket, like, we get so excited about that because we don't have pockets in everything that we wear. So sometimes it's down the bra. And that's the way we do it. You know, when it gets hot, but it's money is money at the end of the day. Cash is cash. Brenda says, your coins should be in your pocket, not rooting for them in a purse. It's just not manly. I don't blame her for having the ick. But then she says, it's not a game changer. Get to know him first.
Okay, bit of everything in there. Right, let's just get a sample of the voice notes, starting with Sean.
Good morning, Beat. Good Lord. The man paid for it, didn't he? Maybe it's unsightly for you to see this kind of behaviour, but you didn't have to pay. Money is money. It's legal tender. It cannot be refused. Too bad, because sometimes people just want to get rid of their change too. Sometimes it's easier for the cashier and they actually appreciate your change because they just fork out fivers and all the rest of it all day. That they need to get change in. There's many sides to this, but if that gives you the ick, please stay away from me.
Strong words. Georgia was on too.
I think your dilemma is absolutely crazy this morning and so insane. We're literally in a cost of living crisis and I think she needs to get her head on. Like, what a lunatic. Like, I mean, you're literally saying that you're getting the ick because someone is actively spending their money on you. Like, who cares what form it's in? I'd understand if it was in 5 cent coins or like twos and ones because they don't exist anymore. But like, seriously, like, that is so insane. And like, God forbid you lost your bank card and your phone didn't work. What are you going to do then? Like, stop the lights. Like, sorry, I just think that is absolutely whack. Money is money. And honestly, at least they have the brains and the smarts to know that coins are valid. The amount of people I know that actually refuse point blank to spend coins and they're like, no, I don't want it. And they like toss it. And I'm like, the amount of money that you toss in coins just because you want notes or you want a bank card is like so ridiculous. And it gives me the ick when I hear that kind of stuff. Like, so wild.
Strong words. Thank you so much, Sharon. Just finish with this one from Richie. Morning, guys. I agree with Joe. I often carry a lot of coins for things like, I love the way he's given an example, right? So he carries coins for jukeboxes.
How often are you booming into
jukeboxes? Hang on a second. Maybe when he's going to Eddie Rockets, he wants to play the little music. Pool tables.
Okay, it's randomly again. One pool table.
This is a good one. Air pressure at garages. Okay. Whoever has the coin for the air pressure. The trolleys with shopping and especially for tipping people. This is lovely. Like taxis waiting for their kind, caring service, which to me is attractive. So the joke is on her in my book.
All right, thanks.
Now, Richie's made a very good point.
Yeah.
That is, he started a list of things that we need points for, all right?
So, okay, I'm going to keep an eye for the jukebox today and be kicking myself that I didn't have the coin.
Well, she should be kicking herself that she's lost out on a good guy with a purse, all right?
Dilemma's back tomorrow. You can email talk at beat102103.com.